Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I am well. I just came back from taking a sea bath, so I am extraordinarily well.
Wonderful. Barbados. Yes. Very good. You is a Bajan.
I is not a Bajan though, but I am learning.
Nice.
Welcome to the Lift Oneself podcast, Fimo. I am so thankful you're here with me.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Let's take a breath together. Breathe into your nose. And gently release it. How's your heart doing?
Good. A lot of openness. How is your heart doing?
My heart is playful. It's soft, it's open, it's gentle, and it's curious. Even in the unknown, even in the frightened parts, it's allowing the acceptance of the fear. Yeah. It's, I think sometimes people have a wrong definition of what love really is. And understanding, once you've gone through grief and you've experienced death, you see the other side of love. And that other side of love can be pretty painful. And it can be fearful. Yet it's just adjusting to see things without your eyes, to see things without a solid form. And so, it's always the work for myself to continuously keep my heart open. And when you experience pain and hurt, it just clams up because the mind is hurt. And so it controls the heart. So it's continuously, acknowledging the hurt, allowing it to have a space to be expressed, observed, transmuted, and released so that the heart can open back up. But right. It's work. It sounds, people be like, oh, it's so, you make it sound so, and it's like, no, it's possible, yet there's work, to be done with that. And you have to take time with stillness. You have to take time with the self, and when I say self, I mean, God, Allah, universe, whatever name you use for that higher source, that power, that energy interconnects us all. Right. What can you thank COVID for?
What can I thank COVID for? I don't know if I have anything to thank COVID for.
Take a moment.
My life was already pretty slow, so I don't know. Nothing's coming for me in terms of thanking COVID. Sorry.
It's a challenging question because sometimes we're not asked it. Yet we have to be able to see the things that are great when we're, experiencing fear.
Yeah, I mean, it depends if we're experiencing fear. I mean, COVID, whatever COVID is, whatever this thing is, to me, it's a continuation of a long history of state organized things. And so not a whole lot of fear or a whole lot of, I don't have much on that.
No. Okay.
Yeah. COVID didn't really change my life, put it that way. That's why I don't have much to say. Like, COVID didn't uproot my life in any way. It
didn't do the same neither for me. I had already changed my lifestyle before COVID came. So when it came, what I was already experiencing, people were just coming into it. So it was a big shock for their system. And I, you know, changed my life into a very simplicity, and it was a very slow moving, state. And a lot of people were very used to being stimulated, numbed, and going. So coming to an abrupt stop, that did a big shock to their system. So, but I am like you, that nothing really changed for me, during COVID. It's just a little bit that, you know, the young ones couldn't go outside much because of the rules and regulations. That part was a little bit challenging. Not a little bit, it was challenging. Yeah. Because we use nature to regulate our systems and stuff like that, and be able to communicate with each other, especially when there's, you know, charged up emotions and stuff like that. Nature can absorb all of that energy. Yet we found our ways to still stay connected in, you know, those charged up moments and everything else. How do you support your self-care?
I spend a lot of time in stillness. And so that might be meditation. That might be just sitting. And just sitting and just being there, or here, I should say. I probably could do more things for self-care. Like, I need to do massages more. I need to do self-care. I would say stillness and food, good food, healthy food, food that really nourishes me. And my sleep is not long, but it's solid. I sleep. So good rest. For me, self-care is about also how I treat those in my environment and the environment, in a sense, because you know, in many ways, there's no difference between I and you, you know, and so how I treat you is how I treat myself, and vice versa. So I really, you know, that's also part of it. Just making sure that I'm being compassionate and kind and, you know, patient with myself and the people around me, you know, which is not always easy, right? But so I think those things, you know, just living a life that is where I'm listening to what my body needs, is also part of self-care for me. And following whatever I feel needs to be done, be said and say or write in it. You know, I think, yeah, keeping the fun, keeping the play in this thing we're doing called living, you know. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Humaning, I say, is the most challenging thing to do, because we all see the world with different perspectives, and some of us don't know how to do deep listening. And so once you know how to do deep listening, it allows you to have more understanding of seeing the shortcomings of others, because you know where you've been and you know how easily it can, you know, spiral you into places. I appreciate you sharing, you know, your inner world and how you navigate the terrains and how you support yourself. And how it's still an evolution. It's not about perfection. It's not about an arriving place. It's always just being mindful of, okay, we got to begin again. If we've fallen off, it's
just come back to the present moment and come back into stillness without, you know, the judgment, the shaming, the guilt, the belittling, to have compassionate eyes for ourselves and to have grace and to kindness when we're supercharged, that takes a whole shift of your perception.
Right.
Magic mind, the little elixir in a bottle. And let me tell you, it has done a world of difference for me. I was approached by this company and I didn't think it was going to really do anything because most of the natural ingredients I already took. Yet, let me tell you, I have been able to do decisive action. Yeah, the cognitive ability has increased, which has allowed me to take action. Because, you know, we can be on our heads and be like, yeah, I got to do this, I got to do that. Yet, if you don't have the cognitive energy to bring forth the action, it's really difficult. And this is what Magic Mind has done for me. So for the next 10 days, you, the listeners, you're able to get 40% off your subscription. So please go check out magicmind.co/lift. Yeah, magicmind.co/lift. You never know what you need until you try it. And let me tell you, I tried and I am a subscriber. Give yourself the gift of trying.
How do you support your mental health as a man?
Yeah, I might have missed a memo on when they separated, like, overall mental health. So what I do for self-care is that's how I support my mental health. It's all one. So when people talk about mental health, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Why I'm just saying it, because some people, they only see it that way. I see that, like, self-care as body, mind, and soul. So I see it that way. Yet for other people out there, they see mental as only one thing. And it's like, no, it's part of the body. It's part of everything. Right. Yet some people don't understand that language. So that's why I ask the question that I do, so that those that may not understand the self-care in that aspect, they separate it.
Right.
We're on the same frequency. We speak the same language. It's just for the listeners, it may not.
Well-being, you know, well-being. It's about well-being. It's about feeling good in your body, feeling, you know, that it's about, you know, like if you're in harmony within yourself, you know, it doesn't really matter so much your life situation, because that's going to fluctuate. But once you're in a state of, you're within yourself, you're at peace, you're at ease and whatnot, then it's just a question of you've practiced being with the stuff that's pleasant and unpleasant. You've practiced all this. So you're just riding waves at this point, you know? And so why mental health is such a thing now, I think this is, you know, it's, we can't act like it's not an industry as well. Like, you know, it's, which is, you know, it's fine because people are struggling. But sometimes I feel like by focusing strictly on mental health, it actually puts people further in a bind. I'm not sure if that's clear. Like, and so I wonder if there's another way, a better way, you know, of doing that. And when you talk about men, like as a man, I think that's a whole, because one would have to discuss, like, what does it mean to be a man? Like, what is this thing we call man? What is this thing we call, or this entity, or like, what does that mean even? You know, you know, in many ways, a man, like, because fundamentally speaking, what do we want to say? Spirit, our energy, our consciousness, like, that's what we are at our, you know, fundamentally. The body is just a the most visible manifestation of self, of who we are. And so I think we as men receive we're socialized a certain way, and we're conditioned in a certain way, and women are as well. And our conditioning makes it a bit less likely at times for us to go and, you know, seek out spaces where wellness is encouraged, or where, you know, but we'll show up, we'll spend, you know, nights on nights, you know, watching the NBA playoffs or doing all types of stuff. Yeah. You know? It's just where interests are, and but that's going to change. I truly believe that, and I will do my part. I will do my little part in making sure that changes.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Because once you understand the changes within, you just have to show up as that change. And so I thank you for doing that part. And, you know, I'm with you with the industry, and I'm with you where I see the mental health has been a place where a lot of people are just in the rocking chair, and they think they're doing movement, but they're not getting anywhere. And it just has them rocking back and forth. And the language that I use when educating people about their internal system is really understanding the nervous system and understanding how it records, understanding the patterns, and understanding that it's not a logical thing. We're feeling bodies that think. So a simple resonance of something that happened 20 years ago, it will ignite the nervous system to feel like you're back in that trauma, in that fearful place.
Right.
And you have to understand what triggers you. You have to be honest about your fear. You have to be honest about your hurt. You have to be honest about what you're actually feeling, not what you want other people to think you're feeling to put that mask on. And I want to, my part that I'm doing with showing up in the world is empowering people of just follow your breath. Just start with your breath. And to start going internally, because I know internally can feel very threatening, or it can feel like there's this big monster that you're going into a closet. Yet it's like, it's the most beautiful thing. And when you have somebody that you can co-regulate your nervous system and to be able to go into stillness, it's a wonderful thing. And then once you understand that you can practice it by yourself, that you don't need others to access this. Yet it takes a practice, the discipline to do that. But we're speaking the same language, because that's the whole reason why I started the coaching with Lift Oneself, because I saw that a lot of people were being taken advantage of. And then, you know, a lot of these diagnoses, it's like, okay, well, what are they supposed to do with this? You're telling them that they have a problem, and it's like, it's not a problem. You're not allowing them to make sense of things for themselves. You can't telling them there's something wrong with them, instead of asking a question like, what happened? What are you experiencing? And so that's the part that I'm doing in the world of shifting it in a different way, so that people aren't grasping at other people to find the answers, that they actually go within and hear that connection, their connection with God. Like we said, there's no separation between you and I. When we understand that interconnectedness, my orders are going to be different than your orders. What I'm asked, called to do in this world is going to be different than what you're called to do. And I cannot tell you what you're called to do, and nor can you do it the same for me. Yet you need to be able to listen to that still voice, and not the ego and all of your past experiences and stuff like that.
Right, right.
So tell us more. You created the Village That Meditates. Tell us more.
When the Village Meditates. Yeah.
When the Village Meditates. Yeah. Sorry.
No problem. When the Village Meditates. I created that in 2020 during the pandemic. Perhaps I should thank the pandemic for that. But I think I was already on that. You know, it was just a continuation, because it started with just having people come over to my place. And then as it was growing, I was like, oh, maybe we need to turn this into something concrete here. And so When the Village Meditates, it's a nonprofit where dedicated to really creating meditation spaces and discussion spaces, as well as like wellness retreats for racialized and marginalized people. We right now we have mornings at 7 a.m. on Zoom, every morning, Monday to Friday, meditate, and then a few words from me, and sometimes people in the group share. It's beautiful. I always love when the people in the group share. And then Saturdays, it's at 8 o'clock, and it's 1 hour. It's a little longer, and it's really sharing and a lot of holding space, which is beautiful. But recently, we've been doing Park Sits at Angry Owen Park, where it's like a meditation circle in person, which is a lot more, for me, it just feels so much better. And then, so we sit, we meditate, we talk, we share, we laugh, and then people bring some food, like potluck stuff, so we share food. Just on Saturday, the last one we did, my sister brought, like, she's a PE teacher, she brought different balls, so we played some volleyball, some football, oh, it was great. Just, you know, throwing around. So just the idea is in the West, there's so much emphasis on healing being an individual thing. And so what I spend so much time in the East, where it's more about like communal, it's more a village. And so, and I guess after, I've been to Africa twice, and it was after the second time where I really started to understand more the principle of Ubuntu. And so I was like, I was like, you know, what if we had a place where we can heal and thrive? You know what I mean? Like, together. And so that's what When the Village is all about. You know, When the Village Meditates, it's really about that. And I'm excited about where we're at, because it's like super small right now. Maybe not super small, but it's small. But there's momentum and it's growing. And this Saturday we have our first retreat, 1 day retreat. And super excited. In the fall, like in September, we're going to start a yoga program with a brilliant yoga instructor. She'll be offering classes every Saturday at 10. So yeah, a lot happening. And I like where we're moving in the right direction.
I love that. I love that. It all it takes is one in a million. So once we touch one person, that person touches so many others. And I love that you're focused on quality, not the quantity. Because once there's quality, the quantity will follow. I think we're lagging a bit, eh?
Yeah.
We're lagging a bit. This Caribbean Wi-Fi, I'm like, okay.
It's all good.
Everything's real slow here. I will have to take a drive down to Montreal when I get back and partake in one of your Saturday sessions.
Agony Owen Park. I'll keep you. It's really nice. It's nice. Yeah. Good vibe.
Yeah, good vibe.
The most important thing, like, it's just about having a space where people feel like seen and heard and valued and loved, you know, and secure, you know, like having a space where that's possible, you know, and that's the intention. And in that space, there's no telling what can come of it, you know. There's no telling when we're healing and we start thriving. Woo, there's no telling. Ain't no telling.
You don't. I know, it's a beautiful thing when you can go with the flow of life and you're not trying to control it.
Yeah, exactly.
A real energy, and not all of us can go with its momentum because it brings us in places where it can be overwhelming because of our biases or belief systems or conditioning. Yet once you can just let go of all that and be in the flow of life, it's a beautiful ride.
Definitely.
So I'm going to bring you into a reflective question. I'm going to ask you to bring your awareness now and go back to your 18-year-old self. And you only have three words you can tell your 18-year-old self.
Only three words, huh?
Only three words. They can be in a form of a sentence or just three specific words that would help you through your journey.
Follow your bliss. Those would be the three words.
I like it. I like it. Is there anything that you would like to offer the listeners or share with the listeners?
No, I think I shared all the Wonder Village Meditate stuff. I think I shared all that. I plugged everything that needs to be plugged.
Any words of wisdom?
Me and wisdom? I would say that, where I'm at right now is really focusing on bringing my life into my practice and not my practice into my life. And so I would encourage everyone to, who's either has a practice, a contemplative practice, a meditative practice, any sort of spiritual practice, to maybe look at how they can bring their life into it rather than trying to fit their practice into their life that's busy and chaotic at times, and see what happens. So I would say that.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. Where can the listeners find you?
There's a brilliant account called When the Village Meditates on Instagram that I don't run. And so it's a brilliant account. So visit, follow When the Village Meditates on Instagram and Facebook, whenthevillagemeditates.com. Sign up for the newsletter, all that good stuff. and
I'll make sure they're in the show notes. I want to thank you for your time. The most thing that we can offer to each other. So I value it and I truly appreciate it. And I'm grateful that we could finally connect and have this discussion. And I hope that you will come back later on and give us some more news about When the Village Meditates and, its growing and continuation of thriving and touching people. And just know that I appreciate you as a human being. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you as well. And I wish you all the best with this podcast and everything else you got going on.
Thank you. Remember to be kind to yourself.
Thank you. You as well.
I will.
Thank you for making it all the way to the end. I appreciate you and your time. If you found any value in this conversation, please share it out. Share it on your Facebook, share it to a friend, social media platforms, email. Let's grow the conversations. Let's remove the stigmas around mental health and get into these uncomfortable, deep conversations that are needed. Until next time, remember to be kind and gentle with yourself.